You're listening to 90.3 WZBC in Newton. My name is Matthew Ray. It is 5 o'clock, and we got a cool show coming up for you. It's called Connecting the Notes, and we are going to be talking with Reed Paley and Chris Delmhurst this hour. In between, we're going to listen to some local music and open up the phone lines for requests and any updates you have out there in the mean streets of Boston. Occupy people, anybody have something you want me to shout out? I will gladly do so. 617-552-4686. Starting off, Reed Paley. He's got an album coming out with Black Francis, also known as Frank Black. So we'll be talking to him about that project and the business side of music and this and that over the course of the next 30 minutes. A pre-recorded interview. And a little after 6 o'clock, local singer-songwriter Chris Delmhurst will join us. She recently put out an album of interpretations of Cars songs. So she'll also be playing Saturday night at the Lizard Lounge to celebrate this recording. So we're going to hear some of her Car covers as well as some of her original material. That's coming up a little past 6 o'clock, but let's get introduced to the music of Reed Paley, shall we? Here's a song from his album, Approximate Hellbound. It's called Your Polish Uncle.
Just try for once. Shut your mouth and you'll piss yourself a story about the spastic monkey and the horn. And the things I do and say, they just don't go away. And I won't be coming back here anymore. I see your devil peering round the door. But I won't be scared or sad about all the things I've had. And I won't be coming back here anymore. I don't know why, but one thing for sure is coming down. One thing for certain, one thing for sure, I'll be around. I'll be around. And I swear on the back of my mother's shattered eyeball, he beat me with this gumbo bent and sore. They will beat you black and blue, they'll beat you till they're through. And I won't be coming back here anymore. I don't know where, but one thing for sure, it's coming down. One thing for certain, one thing for sure, I'll be around. I'll be around. I am not the one you think I am. I'm not your Polish uncle. I'm underneath your table on the floor. And I won't be scared or sad about all the things I've had. And I won't be coming back here anymore. Won't be coming back here anymore. Won't be coming back here.
Reed Paley Trio with Your Polish Uncle from the 2007 album, Approximate Hellhound. That record, like all of Paley's previous albums, was recorded using analog. Paley recently collaborated with the Pixies' Black Francis on an album that's due out October 11th. Paley and Francis do have some history working together. It was Black Francis who produced Reed's first solo LP, which was released in 1999, entitled Lucky's Tune. I'm going to hear a song from that. It's called My Boyish Heart.
She had blue eyes and pretty yellow hair. We drank till quarter after three. She was a rebel. She wore no underwear. She asked what mental illness meant to me. You think you're toying with my boyish heart? I understand your urge to stoop so low. I'd rather that you try a working part,
Sometimes it's best to stick with what you know. She had black hair and pretty yellow eyes. I found her drowning in vermouth. There were bloodstains and pretty yellow lies. They sounded just as pretty as the truth. You think you're toying with my boyish heart. I understand your urge to stoop so low. I'd rather that you try a working part. Sometimes it's best to stick with what you know. You think you're toying with my boyish heart. I understand your urge to stoop so low. I'd rather that you try a working part. Sometimes it's best to stick with what you know. What do you know?
Reed Paley with My Boyish Heart. Frank Black, who recently collaborated with Paley on an album that's coming out later this month, has recorded several Reed Paley songs on his solo albums. Here's one from his 2006 album, Fast Man, Raider Man. It's called Dog Sleep.
You took me down into the valley. I didn't know you were so deep. Left me standing at the river every time. Now I'm getting that dog sleep, but I could not leave. Come out for
Frank Black with the song Dog Sleep, which was written by Reed Paley. Paley has a new album out, coming out, that pairs him with Frank Black, now going by the name Black Francis. They are billing themselves as Paley and Francis, and the album drops on October 11th, which is next Tuesday. Reed was kind enough to take some time to talk with the show earlier in the week, so here he is talking about the new record, and we'll follow that up with the first song on the album, which is called Curse.
We wrote some songs, and he had a session booked and said, let's come down and record them. We did 2 days, two short days, in John Tiven's studio in Nashville. We had a curfew because there were Pixies shows in the evening. So we had some pretty short days for studio days. I mean, you know, generally you're in a studio, you end up doing at least a 10-hour day.
Did you still do it on the analog tape, or you do it digital this time?
This time was, all my stuff has always been analog tape, and he's done analog tape for years as well. This was actually old school digital.
Wow.
Old school ADAT digital, like that. It's cool. It came out really well.
Nice.
Old board, a lot of old gear.
The songwriting, was it split or collaborative on all the songs? Or
yeah, of course it's collaborative. That's what collaborative is. We wrote the songs together. We sat and we wrote the music. I mean, we've written different ways together. Before, we usually just kind of plow through the songs together. And this time we just kind of banged out a bunch of music over the course of a few days here in my place. And then kind of split them in half, and each of us took five songs to finish up with lyrics and tweak and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, they're all the songs are collaborations.
So you're sharing singing duties, harmonies, stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we each sing lead on the songs that we wrote the lyrics for.
Nice.
But it's not like I wrote the songs that I sing and he wrote the songs. it's a collaborative album.
You have other musicians involved? Anybody else?
Yeah. Well, we recorded it. We recorded it with Spooner Oldham on piano and David Hood on bass, who are a couple of those Muscle Shoals guys. They're legendary. You've heard the song Mustang Sally.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys playing piano and bass on that.
Oh, nice.
they're huge. They're great. They're killers. It was really good. It was a lot of fun.
You got away, but your stink remains. That's okay. I'll bring down my foot on your daisy chain. I'll have a drink from your jugular vein. I'll unleash my cats on your salty brain. Hey! I put a curse on you. Wait! Bell, chase worker bee, oh lonely me. My tears turned to wine as I held you close, and I stained your cold white skin so fine. Hey, I put a curse on you. Wait, from my skin, love
Well, that was Curses off the Paley Francis album. That album comes out October 12th. You can find more information about it at reedpaley.com and also by searching for Paley and Francis. Any of the social networking sites, Facebook, Twitter, the like, will take you there. Reed did take the time to talk with the show a week back, so here's more of our conversation and another song from the record.
You met Frank, this is a Boston show, so you met Frank Black, I'm guessing, in Boston, but I don't know the story. If you recall when you guys met, it'd be nice to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, you know, we were kind of embarrassing.
No.
Well, you know, actually, what was going on is we met because the Pixies were opening up for my old band, and then we had mutual friends, and we became friends.
Are there any recordings still floating around of the five?
Yeah, there are, on vinyl, and there's a couple of, there's a single and a 7-inch EP that tend to go for exorbitant amounts of money on eBay because they're just rare.
Hmm.
But that was a million years ago, I mean.
Yeah.
It's pretty, for the record comes out and they're are assuming, they're saying, well, former singer for the five. Well, yeah, I'm also a former fourth grader. I don't know how relevant that is. That was in the 80s. You know, it's amazing the level of reading comprehension. Somebody will apparently scan a semi-erroneous Wikipedia page while hammered. You know what I mean?
Well, if it's on there, it must be relevant.
Well, yeah, it's got to be true. It's the internet.
Yep. So you didn't use analog for this record, but like you said, you've used it for the rest of your records. Is that more of a product of circumstance, or do you kind of prefer the sound you get and the methodology behind it?
Oh, I mean, I like the way analog sounds much better. I mean, obviously, I mean it's rarer and more difficult to find, but I mean, there's nothing like recording to 2-inch tape and mixing to quarter-inch tape. You get a bass response, it just sounds gorgeous. I mean, there are analog studios that are really great, but they're few and far between. There are digital studios that get a good sound even without, you know, sometimes you'll go and you'll run it through 2-inch tape and then, you know, let it hit the tape to give it that, you know, give it that warmth, and then run it back to the hard drive. But there are, you know, I did some work a while ago in a great studio with a great engineer, completely digital, and it, you know, it sounded almost like analog. It sounded good. Mm. It sounded really good. So
you've kind of bounced around from studios and even distribution companies and record companies a lot.
Me? I'm just whatever's there. I don't bounce around. It's just, you know, whatever is available and whatever, you know. It's not as if I have a world of options.
Is that it? Is it the more the business end that kind of channels it, or is it?
Well, you know, people will occasionally say, "Hey, well, you know, when's the next record coming out?" Well, I mean, if it wasn't a matter of logistics and money, I'd have had a new record out personally every year for the past 15 years. It's not like there aren't songs. It's just that, you know, whatever songs happen to be around when recording is available and when it can happen. You know, that's what that is there.
So it's generally the money issues that result in the years.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, if I have a label, you know, then I can get in and record. Or if there's money from somewhere, or if I have money, I can record. But the other, you know, recording is not free. Contrary to the, you know, to the current belief that music is free.
Mm-hmm. Kind of on that. I know. If anybody to ask, it's you.
Is there? Uh-oh.
No. In the, you know, it's tough economically out there. Music isn't free. People think music's free. There's that. But do you think there's some kind of silver lining or benefit from where music is going right now?
Well, probably. I mean, there's you know, everything's a double-edged sword. Nothing is all good or all bad, mostly. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, everything is, you know, the plates of the world are changing in terms of music. The plates of the earth are shifting, so. You know, who knows? I mean, I'm not an industry prognosticator or anything.
Right. I'm thinking
I'm
more.
I don't know where the hell it's going, but nothing's going to be settled for quite a while, I don't think.
Yeah.
People are still shucking and jiving around and trying to figure out, you know, how to make a living and how basically not to be in the business of giving things away. Because, I mean, that's, you know, it's a current trend in our culture that anything that's created is of little value and
right.
should be given for free to someone. On the other hand, you know, if you steal, that's okay. You know, I mean, that's the if you're a mashup guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, if you can be the best in the world at cutting pretty pictures out of magazines and pasting them together, it makes you a collagist. It does not make you a painter. You know what I mean?
Such a tricky blend. And now I guess you'll never know just exactly how I feel. At least you know that it is me, 'cause I have marked it with my seal. But you turned it where you feel. I tried to look you in the eyes, but that's the problem with the skies. Yeah, that's the problem with the skies. I tried to look you in the eyes, but you turned away in fear. I tried to whisper, and now I guess you'll never know just exactly how I feel. At least you know that it is me, 'cause I have marked it with my seal. And now I guess you'll never know just exactly how I feel. At least you know that it's me, 'cause I have marked it with my seal. Birds, and they'll be taking it to you. But even if they all get through, I guess you'll never really know just exactly how I feel. But at least you'll know it's me. I have marked it with my seal. Yeah, I guess you'll never know just exactly how I feel. At least you know that it's me. I have marked it with my seal. Woo!
I cringed a little bit. There's a band I hold in some regard around here. They're having a record release show a couple weeks from now, and they're giving away their record with cost of admission, which is probably like $7. I'm just kind of, it's a nice gesture, but at the same time, I just
Sure.
I feel like they could have sold a few records. You know, there's nothing wrong with selling a few records.
Well, you know, it's all a matter of promotion. I mean, there are other ways. At this point, people are kind of despairing of actually selling records. You know, I mean, it's hard to sell records. People don't buy CDs as much as they used to, obviously. People just don't know. They don't think. You know, how many people come up to me and say, "Hey, man, I got your CD. I got your album. Blah blah blah. I got a revival on Amazon." It's like, okay, great. So what you did is you bought a used record and you made some used record store weasel happy, or you made some rock writer who's not interested in me, who got it from an old label happy. But you know what you're doing is you're slowly driving the actual artist to extinction.
Mm-hmm.
Guys have happily come up to me and said, "Yeah, man, me and my friends, we lime-wired the crap out of you." I said, "Thank you." That's like me saying, "You know, gee, Matthew, it's great. I really like your taste in literature. I busted into your house last night and stole about 30 of your books. It's really cool, man. Thanks." You know? Hilarious.
I was wondering where those copies went, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Came a long way. It's the other side of that, I guess, is playing live, and that's actually the avenue I think benefits a little bit.
Sure.
I've noticed in my community that it seems a little more vibrant than it was years ago. But the people that are doing it well have found a happy medium, which is really tough to find, whereas they're making a living somehow complementing the music with them and not compromising their art. Kind of a roundabout question, but do you enjoy playing live, and have you noticed that end of it change over the course of the years?
Of course I enjoy playing live. I love playing live. It's great. It's the best thing in the world. You know, as long as nobody's there to make you miserable, it's fine, you know. It's a great thing.
Nice. How did those shows go with Black Francis?
The Paley and Francis shows?
Yeah.
That we just did, they were great.
Nice.
They were a lot of fun. We just did a few. We did Albany, we did Buffalo, and then we did an unannounced show in Hamilton, Ontario at a great club called the St. Hollywood. And then we played the Supercrawl Festival. And it was good. It was a lot of fun. We went out. It was not really. It doesn't really sound. Well, it does sound like the record, but it's a little more rock at this point. This time we went out as a four piece with my hallowed colleague and I playing guitars and doing the vocals. And we had my bass player, Mr. Eric Ebel, on the bass, and drummer, Mr. David Barriel.
Was Ebel? Was he? Who played the Czechoslovak?
that would be
Tongue Tied.
That would be Eric, Mr. Eric Ebel. Yeah, played
that is
the upright bass with my combo, and he was playing the Fender bass here. And David Varial, he's a guy who I've done a bunch of work with, and he's a great guy, good drummer.
I see the smile that's on your face. It's such an ugly life. We could be gone without a trace. It's such an ugly life. Don't you know one way to go? Enjoy the show, an ugly life. Wait for the party to begin. Enjoy your ugly life. Wait for the chorus to come in. Here we go. Bask in the glow.
enjoy the show, an ugly life. Wait for your moment in the sun. It's such an ugly life. Could be your life has just begun. But what the hell? You might just live another day. Could be some kind of a surprise. There might be something there to trick you anyway. Your shining moment has arrived. It's arrived. You wipe that smile right off your face. It's such an ugly life. We could be gone without a trace. It's such an ugly life. It's such an ugly life. It's such an ugly life.
Paley Francis with Ugly Life, that song from the upcoming Paley Francis album, which is dropping next Tuesday, October 12th. It's a duo of Reed Paley and the Pixies' Black Francis, and the last few songs we heard were from that record, and the interview was with Reed Paley that we did about a week ago, so big thanks to Reed for taking the time to talk with us here at the show. You may have heard him mention that he met Frank Black in Boston. You may have heard him mention that the former singer from the Five is about as relevant as a former fourth grader is. Going through the stacks here at old ZBC, and what do I come across but a Five LP? And two sides, one recorded in 87, one recorded in 86. We're going to hear a couple cuts off the 87 side, All the Way and Invocation, and they're good. I wouldn't be playing it. I'm not just playing it just for the sake of it. They're actually really good recordings, and so let's give them a spin. Also, if anybody's got any Occupy Boston thoughts, information they want to share, I'm all ears. That's what these radio stations are here for. So a transfer of information, you're more than welcome. Give me a ruzz for either requests for information or to give me information to send out. 617-552-4686, 617-552-4686. We're going to continue listening to the music of Reed Paley and interview with Chris Delmhurst coming up at the top of the hour, some local music in between, and give me a ring. So like I said, the Five. Here are a couple recordings from the Five. Enjoy.
Can't you see how it goes? away.
Invocation, and before that, All the Way from the group The Five, which played around the Boston area in the mid to late 80s. Those recordings from 1987. Reed Paley was the leader of that group, and that group migrated up from Pittsburgh to the Boston area. It was on the Boston circuit, I guess you can, yeah, Boston circuit that Reed Paley met Frank Black, which led to their collaboration, which we've also heard this hour, which is coming out next Tuesday. And a big thanks to Reed Paley for taking the time to talk with the show. We're going to have a few more songs here. One is a Reed Paley penned song performed by Frank Black called Another Velvet Nightmare. We're going to hear that next, followed by a couple Reed Paley songs with him performing Venus of Avenue A off his debut record, and an album he made with the Reed Paley Trio, See You Again. From there, move on to a little bit of local music before jumping into a conversation with a local singer-songwriter, Chris Delmhurst, and hearing some of her new music. That'll come up about 10 past 6. Until then, I can take your requests, 617-552-4686. You're listening to WZBC. The show is called Connecting the Notes.
Today I felt my heart slide into my belly, so I puked it up with liquor. I slept right where I lay, and I drew the backs of cards for the faces were not telling. No, I never have felt sicker, and I do not want to wait. Here comes another nightmare of you again. Another velvet nightmare come true again. Oh, I should have seen it coming. Oh, please don't let it end. My nightmare of you again. I never would have come here, but my eyes, they would not focus. So I took my last $3 and I spent them on a drink. I had visions of you, dear, but they floated without notice. All these drunkards do is holler till this drunkard cannot think. A curtain falls, a secret wall. It seems your blue eyes listen. Here comes another nightmare of you. Another velvet nightmare come true again. Oh, I should have seen it coming. Oh, please don't let it end. My nightmare of you.
I can't believe I ever wanted you. What did I do to qualify for you? All the beauty you could offer anyone will end up in the ground. And you think there's something left to say to you. And you think there's something left to say to you. All the beauty you could offer anyone will end up in the ground. No, I can't believe I ever wanted you. No, I can't believe I ever wanted you. All the beauty you could offer anyone will end up in the ground. I'll miss your kind devotion, but time goes by so quick. It's only an emotion. Such a clever trick. Let me please apologize to you. Will you let me please apologize to you?
morning and we'll have it out. This one last time, I'll see you again when the sun begins to shine. Close your eyes and remember when you look so fine. I'll see you again when the sun begins to shine. Jack, you say that you had my back in. I don't know when. Don't get another chance to pull that stuff again. And yet I know that I know it all. I took my time. I'll see you again when the sun begins to shine. Yet you say that you had my back here. I don't know when. Don't get another chance to pull that stuff again. So step back up, baby, I don't care. What's yours and mine, I'll see you again when the sun begins to shine. Sometime I will see you again when the sun begins to shine.